This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
checking in.
That's it. Tough go on this Monday, isn't
I go,
it?
Moose, I have a tickle in my throat. I don't feel well at all. He goes, so what? Like, oh, well, I'm just dying.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Are the vibes up on the 31st of March? We're about to find out.
585-252-9800. Period.
Who's here, Breeze? By the way, good morning, Intern Joe. What's up, bud?
How's it going?
Oh, you had a rough go this weekend, huh?
You sure did.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we don't need to do that on air.
We'll talk about it.
We don't want anyone getting, you know.
Sure.
Anyways, so who's here? We have Olivia here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Had an amazing weekend with my boyfriend.
Nice.
We went and tried a couple new spots around town, which is always fun for me, considering the fact that I'm from Bergen and don't get out much.
Good old Bergen. Byron Bergen.
The old Bergenator.
Did you guys, have you been to Bonnie and Clyde yet in Fairport?
Yeah, I went to the soft opening.
Oh, that's right. Haven't been yet.
No. I've not really been to Fairport for much of anything.
Yeah. you should go.
You should definitely go.
I think you and your Big Red would have a great time.
I was at Fairport on Friday. Well, I live in Fairport, but we went out.
You live in Fairport now, Breeze.
I know. We went to Lulu's on Friday, the Mexican joint, and then we went to Tin Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I was home by like 10:30.
Breezy went to Tin Cup. You are a Fairport girl now.
Do you remember? I was thinking about this the other day. Do you remember when I like refused to go to Tin Cup and I tried to pawn off my gift card to anybody who would
for
take
2 years.
It? 2 years straight.
She had a $250 gift card for 2 years.
Yeah.
She tried selling it to people.
She
couldn't do it.
I was like, I don't go here. Like, I'm not going to go here. I'd never go here. Why would I ever go to Fairport?
Now it's the local watering hole.
And now I live there. I'm like, I wish I had that gift card. I really do. Who else is here? Come on, guys. I know it's Monday and everyone's sleepy, but come through. Kelsey's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I wish this weekend was the Bachelor auction all over again. Moose, hit me up. I think I did talk to this girl. She was like, hey, good word for me. I'm like, oh.
What's the good word? What's the good word?
That you should date her?
What's the good word?
About
her? She said, put in a good word for me.
She's great. I mean, she's a good girl. Good heart, good family. Met her for 3 seconds.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely
good heart.
Crushing it.
Great family.
Yeah, she's right. Crushing it. Yeah, that's all I got. Light morning, light load this morning.
Wakey,
what about you?
Wakey, eggs and bakey. You know, vibes are, they're not great this morning. I just realized my car registration expired back in February on the 15th. So I go on to the DMV page last night, and I'm like, I got to renew this. I can do it online. And then it comes up. This has already been renewed. It's already renewed within the state of New York. And I'm like, okay. So now I'm searching emails. I never got my new registration in the mail. So now I'm submitting a claim to the DMV last night. And I'm like, hey, I never received my registration. I need that. Where is it? Because it looks like I paid for it and everything, but I don't have it.
Right.
I'm like, this is like
really sketchy.
Yeah, we're talking about 2 months here. It expired almost 2 months ago. I'm like, why would I not have gotten that in the mail yet?
Don't worry. When my car was smashed.
Yeah, we know. Dude, get this. Go ahead, Breezy. Tell Jill.
My car was smashed to bits back in September of 2023.
Yeah.
I just woke up one morning. It was obviously fall. And I was like, oh my God, there's frost on my window. Nope, it was shattered glass. Anyways, so I was like, this is cute. And then the news came out because they wanted to do a story on it. Because this was like, this was when it was first starting to become a thing, break-ins and smashing. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm the first. How privileged.
Our friends at Channel 10 show up. Breezy's doing an interview.
Berkeley Breen's on the scene. Doing an interview. He's getting B-roll of my car.
They get a shot of the front windshield. Go ahead. Tell him.
The registration expired like in like 2022, so 2021 maybe.
It expired 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing people took to social media.
They were like, is this girl for real?
They bullied the hell out of her. It was great.
And that's the last day I went on Twitter. So
that was really great.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for checking in this morning. We're glad the vibes are up. The week's going to go by really quick. Tomorrow's April 1st. It's a high of 63 today. But yeah, we're going to see a lot of rain. Coming up for the big story of the day, I didn't even realize that the Coach Sports Bar in Webster it burned down 2 weeks ago. People out of work. The owner's up in arms, but we'll tell you what's going on with them because this was an awesome hangout spot. And I was sad to read the news. I don't know where how I missed it 2 weeks ago, but we'll talk about it coming up next on PXY. Stay there.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. It has been nearly 2 weeks since a fire broke out at the Coach Sports Bar in Webster. Destroying the business, it left at least 10 people out of work. I didn't know this took place. I don't know how I missed this. I love the Coach Sports Bar in Webster. Quite the watering hole.
How many times have you been?
Definitely a handful of times since I moved home.
Never been.
Owner Fritz Sirk said it It may take up to a year until the bar is up and running again, but he's heartbroken to lose a business into which he's put over 30 years worth of blood, sweat, and tears into. However, he's really, really thankful for the Webster community's support in the wake of this fire. Don't know how this fire started. I can't find anything that said how that took place, but it's destroyed on the inside. But it's been, Coach Sports Bar has been in the village for quite some time. He says it's more than a huge loss. I mean, you understand that Coach is part of the village. It's part of the town. It's been here long enough, Fritz said. So it means something. But it really does show up when everybody reaches out. You know, we have a fundraiser at Terrace Ridge, and there's one in the village June 1st. We've already had some donations given away and stuff given to us. But it really is amazing how much people pull together within Rochester. They're still doing an investigation, which is underway to determine the cause of the actual fire itself. But God, it always sucks when something that you love so much, like a place like this, just disappears and goes away.
Mm-hmm.
What's that place you used to love that you used to frequent? I can't remember if it was on Park Ave, but it's no longer there. Didn't you have a bar you used to love that's no longer around? What about Brockport, Joe?
I mean, so. I love Red Jug Pub in Brockport.
But yeah, you're a big
Red but that's still there.
Yeah, it's still there. I mean,
but can you imagine if that was gone tomorrow and from a fire or something like that? It'd be heartbreaking.
It would be heartbreaking.
Didn't Jimmy Z's shut closed. Down?
Yeah, oh, Jimmy really Z's. Tough.
That was rough for people who actually had spent time there, but it closed.
Yeah, I mean, I love Shiano's, but that's not a bar. But yeah, I mean, it closed abruptly, very abruptly. Shut
right.
down.
But Jimmy Z's, I remember we reported on that. They had a line of like, God.
Snaking around.
Line, hundreds of people showed up for Jimmy Z's last day. Don't they still have a food truck?
Not anymore. He stopped that over the winter.
Yeah. He's like, I'm done.
He sold.
Enough is enough.
He sold me Zuba pants like during Bill's season. He came over. And I was like, are you? He's like, are you? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. But there's going to be another huge fundraiser for Coach Sports Bar June 1st. A little bit of a ways away, obviously, but it's nice to see the community come together when people need it the most.
Breezy, for sure. Speaking of a community coming together, it's time to drop my GoFundMe.
No, we're not doing it. Where you're going with this.
We probably should.
It's not happening. Poor Breezy, she paid off her car about a year and a half, 2 years ago, something like that. And ever since then, there's been nothing but issues.
Yeah.
I should play the voice memo on my phone coming up that she left me. I'm trying to have a nice Sunday afternoon with the family. And of course, Breezy has drama.
Of course. Yeah. What happened this time? Did my car just stop working mid-driving it? Well, we'll tell you all about it coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in this morning. I don't know if this has ever happened to you. If it has, 585-252-9800. You have a vehicle. You spent 5 or 6 years paying it off. You finally pay off the vehicle. And now it craps the bed. Nothing but terrible things, one after the other, taking place. And it seems to be happening more and more to you, Breeze.
I mean, yeah. I paid my car off 2 summers ago.
Yeah.
And for the most part, I mean, maintenance stuff, obviously. But the day I paid it off, the next day, the starter went. I'm like, I called my dad in tears. He's like, that's what happens. Don't be shocked.
You called your father in tears.
I'm like, what am I going to do?
Hot Toddy picks up the phone and says, not my problem.
Tough luck, Chuck.
See ya.
But I mean, like, other than that, you know.
We've heard the story about the hubcaps.
The hubcaps. The break-in. The tires blasting on 490, or not 490. Where was I? I-90 on my way to Syracuse.
Yeah.
Literally just spun out of control. Anyways, it's been quite the time. It's been quite the ride. But listen, I have had car issues since I was 16 when I started driving. I won worst driver in high school as my senior superlative.
You won it. You had to win it?
Yeah, I was voted.
No, you were voted. You won it without even trying.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, over the weekend, was going about my merry way, and I'm pulling into my apartment complex, and I just hear a loud crunching, And I'm like, that doesn't sound right. I mean, I couldn't hear anything prior because the music was so loud. 90PXY, what's up? On full blast. And I pull in. And I'm like, right. Oh, that crunching doesn't sound great. Like, that must be the brakes. So then I drive all around God's creation on Saturday morning in the car that doesn't work and probably shouldn't be on the road. I went to Webster, then I went to Spencerport.
Oh my lord.
It's like, really? Just
if I turn up the music, I won't be able to hear the crunching anymore.
And I'm like, I hope no one abruptly stops in front of me because I won't be able to hit the brakes because they're non-existent.
I still have 12 more errands to run before I call for help.
I had no choice. My hands were tied. My hands were literally tied. I had no choice.
So typical.
I know. But I think that's a girl thing, right?
Classic Breezy.
Just turn the music up louder.
Doesn't just start the whole thing by going to Monroe, get the brakes fixed.
No, I had too many things to do.
Right.
I had a photo shoot. I had a rave. It was a lot. So anyways, I'm like panicking. So the next day, on Sunday, yesterday, I'm like, my original plan was I'll keep my car in the city because I drove it up Saturday night and then I Ubered home because we had been drinking when we went out. And I was like, I'll keep the car in the city and then Monday I'll use my dad's car and then Moose will take me to Spencerport and then he'll drop me back off. I had the whole plan in my head. And then I was like, you know what? I don't feel like I should involve him, so I spared you.
Smart thinking on your part.
And dropped it off at your uncle's at V Auto Sales all the way out in Spencerport.
Yeah, but you know he's going to take care of you.
No, he will. He always does. But I think the issue is I am having severe anxiety about
having to buy
a new car.
Hold that thought. If you didn't involve me, who did you involve?
My girlfriend.
Oh, I'll have to see. That would make more sense.
And she was like, honestly, I'd rather follow you anyways because I don't trust you or your vehicle, which is fair. But I'm on my money saving grind right now. I'm saving to buy a house. I have a pretty penny in my savings account for the house. I'm excited about it. And all I can see, I'm having visions of that just dissipating.
Oh, sure.
I have to buy a new car and I'm not buying a new car. I refuse. I will ride a tricycle to work before I buy a new car.
Right, of course. So here's what's going to happen. You're going to get this car looked at probably this afternoon. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to get a call back that's going to say, hey, you don't need two front brakes. You need all four. That's done. Yeah. Also, you need an oil change. Also, your transmission is dying.
Also, the inspection's up. So.
Also, we have a deal going on right now. Buy four brakes. We'll put on a free spoiler.
They're like, it's cheaper for you to just buy a new car. I'm like, do the brakes. Send it.
Do you guys want to, let's take a bet how much we think this is going to cost. For the
so I call
belt.
My dad in tears again. And I was like, I'm literally poor. I'm never going to be able to buy a house.
Dude, he's got to be.
He's hitting me up for money. He's like, you owe me $400 for the phone bill and the loans. And I'm like, I got to pass this month. He's like, that's just simply not how that one works.
I have to
pass on this payment.
Thank you so much for your understanding.
Okay, we got to take
bets. He said anywhere from $5 to $1,000.
I'm doing $890. What's your bet, Joe?
Ooh, four brakes, rotors, oil change.
You think
inspection.
Rotors too? You think inspection too?
Ooh.
The transmission's also going.
Okay.
13. 15.
Yeah, I think 12,
wow.
Honestly.
Breezy's going 12.
I will be pleasantly surprised and delighted with shock if it's anything under 9.
I'm taking Carissa, who's texting in too right now, who says 1650. All right, Carissa, you're locked in, Carissa. 1650. If you get close to this, we'll throw in a PXY morning's crew neck.
Oh, God. Right. Here comes all the car salesmen in the text line. Oh. Crawling. They hear me talk. It's like they're breathing air. It's crazy. They're like, come see me. Limited warranty, extended warranty, nothing, all warranties.
All right, I'm up in mind to I'm doing 1,000. I'm going close to 1,000.
The thing I like about driving a semi beater is like nobody wants that thing. Like there's all with all the car break-ins and everyone's stealing things. I'm like, you don't want it. It's not going to go anywhere. You're not moving.
It's a mini fridge with four wheels, and they're all missing a hubcap.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.